What's up, my guys? My gals, welcome back. Welcome back. Everybody go ahead and gather around one more time. I've returned. Today is season 3, episode 564. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Well, hell no, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Get out of here. Shit anyway. Yo, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that shit, man. And since you didn't know, this is how things go. If you see somebody, man, go and tell somebody, come be a part of something, man. Just make sure you let them know we're a reachable platform for any and all creators, man, who want to get their voice out there to the people. Should we all gather around here, man, to make sure everybody can reach out to the public, you know what I'm saying? And hell, I do believe, yo, if we all keep working together, man, this right here, this is how we're going to move the culture forward. So go on and join up now. Sign up today. Day ones. What's the word? Everybody good? Y'all all right? A little bit of work to do, man. We're going to go and get to it how we do. First off, though, everybody, please make sure you go look in the mirror. Get right with you. Then come on outside and try to be somebody's friend or employee and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that. Let's go on and kick it off. Let's kick this shit off, man. I did see the, bro, I saw that Candace Owens kind of like, you know, went at Stephen A. Smith and shit. When he was all, you know, all my COVID journey was like this. I'm just really glad that I had that vaccine.
Yeah.
He did, you know, kind of admit that, you know, shit wasn't looking too good for him and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I guess I could kind of see where she was coming from as well, you know what I'm saying? The way it was presented and who it was presented from and shit, you know what I'm saying? He just looks like another black puppet, you know, saying the right things at the right time type shit, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, hell, I guess that's just, I don't know, I guess that's how they want us to digest info now, because they know a lot of people listen to him, they know a lot of people watch him and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? His little sob story might have resonated with somebody who was kind of in between about getting it and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And they see that, it worked out for him. You know, maybe I should go ahead and get it. You know what I'm saying? He got a little influence. He got a little influence and shit. But, yeah, I just didn't like how it was presented either, though. It seemed kind of pushy. Just a little pushy and shit, bro. But, you know, whatever. Look, but whatever. He'll get it together. I mean, hell, and if not, nigga, I mean, shit. We'll get you together. Man, we gonna get you together. Let's jump onto something else, bro. Something a little bit more positive news and shit, bro. Like, just a little bit more positive. Just a little bit more positive. I did start. I had to like catch up on the last couple episodes of 1883 and shit. But that was cool. That was cool. You know what I'm saying? That was cool. Man. That last one, bro, it was, I don't know, I kind of thought it was a look into, you know, just pretty much just like relationships and shit and how fragile they were back then and shit, you know what I'm saying? Cowboy ass days and shit, but, you know, I mean, you know, like I said, this is just the other side of Yellowstone and shit, something to keep everybody still engaged with the story and shit like that, but, I mean, hell, they doing it. There's a lot of stealing on that damn show too. Like, look at your neighbor stealing from you and you being too weak to go, you know, either say something about it or stop it from happening and shit. Nice little look at it and shit. Nice ass look at it. Daniel Radcliffe will he getting ready to star as Weird Al Yankovic in this upcoming biopic. I kind of want to know how they decided on him though. You know what I mean? I don't really think he looks like Weird Al. Weird Al, he like carved out his own lane in this music industry by doing parodies and stuff, and I mean, shit, on throughout the 90s and shit, you know, I mean, he still does his thing to the day and shit, you know what I'm saying? I always kind of thought that Weird Al looked like Howard Stern a bit to me, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, shit, we see what's up. I mean, I want to see what Harry Potter can bring to it, though, you know what I'm saying? Pretty sure they got it all laid out and ready to go and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Today I'm smoking gelato. Keeping it light. Keeping it light and shit, bro. And it's still, I mean, shit, it's still pretty good, but, you know, had to dial it back a little bit, man. You know what I mean? That last shit was killing. That shit was deaf. Nigga, that shit was deaf. Why did y'all do Cordae like that, man? Why the fuck y'all do Cordae like that, bro? Now y'all like what? Bro, I seen the predictions for his first week sales, man, and I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed with y'all as far as when y'all, you know, when y'all do, you know, man, when y'all do try to show some support for niggas, bro, it doesn't resonate, bro. You know what I'm saying? Really don't be resonating. I don't get it. That nigga say y'all love these people and shit, bro, and you know, fucker don't want to go show no damn support for them. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, under 30K, that's fucked up, bro. That's fucked up. It's something I wasn't, them the numbers I was not expecting from a Grammy nominated type of artist. You know what I'm saying? And this album was solid, bro. Like, I don't get it. Like, everybody, look at the people around them. Look at the people around them that dropped the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody had their own lane and shit. You mean to tell me not 100K motherfuckers want to fuck with him and shit? Ran out there to get The Weeknd. Y'all ran out there to get, what's my man's? Gunna. Y'all went out there to grab that shit. Real lyricism. I'm talking about, you know, decent features and shit like that, bro. Like, nobody wanted to fuck with this guy? Y'all upset me, bro. Y'all really, really upset me. I don't get that shit, man. Real hip-hop will resurface one day. Look, one of these damn days, it will come back. And then, shit, I guess we just gonna handle it. We'll handle it then and shit. But as of right now, bro, not looking too good, man. You know what I mean? And that guy can't spit. Like, I like Cordae. That shit crazy. And I don't want to hear shit from man, one of them other YBN ass niggas. You want to know why? Because I don't hear them. I don't hear none of their new shit. I don't see no rollout for those guys. I don't see them doing no interviews with people and shit. None of that. I just want to see what's up. Look, I just want to see what's up, bro. Cause I got to know where the disconnect is. I got to figure out where that disconnect is, bro. Shit kind of whack, bro. I thought y'all was going to, you know, at least support the young man. Y'all don't get no fuck, though. Y'all don't be caring, man. Y'all don't even be caring. Something else I can get into is how the FBI just warned all of the, you know, the families of travelers to Mexico that there are some kidnapping scams targeting you newbies. One reason I don't really travel is because of, you know, the uncertainty of, you know, the locals. Like, man, we don't be knowing these people politics and shit, bro. Like, we don't, you know what I mean? Like, we don't be knowing the scammers out there and shit. I think some people don't be traveling, you know, because it's the devils we know. You know what I mean? We in our own city, we in our own town, we know where to go, when to go there and shit like that. But everything else, everywhere else and shit, bro. You know what I mean? Shit cray. Look, shit cray. And, nigga. Yo, ask it either agree or disagree. It don't matter. But I would be safe and alive in my own little, you know, what, life, the shell of a life, whatever, nigga, making a little bread and shit, you know what I'm saying, raising his family and whatnot. To give them more experience, though, is putting their asses all the way at risk, especially nowadays. People don't be really caring about each other. You know what I mean? People don't be caring about each other, bro. Shit is very, very apparent. Very, very apparent, man. But, I mean, shit, that's just where the fuck we at, bro. Lame ass shit too, ain't it? Mexico used to, some parts of Mexico, you know, motherfuckers wanted to go to and shit, and, you know, just to live their life or whatever, you know, experience somewhere different and shit, but please, motherfucker, please, not at the risk of my damn, you know, sons or daughters coming up missing and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because man, I'll tear that motherfucker up, bro, you know what I'm saying? And then they talking about it's targeted. So these motherfuckers will watch you all fucking day. You know what I'm saying? From when y'all land type shit, bro. And that shit ain't what's up, dog. Put them ideas out there for people and shit, man. If you don't have to travel, nigga, don't. Like, I'm telling you, you're like... You're hearing so many motherfucking sob stories of people who just wanted to go do good, but ended up, you know, all fucked up and shit. But, come on, man. Come on, man. fuck else is new? Look, fuck else is new, bro. I was gonna talk about how Silk Sonic, you know, they got this little residency to do in Vegas and whatnot, but I'm pretty sure y'all already knew that by now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know me by now. They got 13 days though, and they're gonna be doing their damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Did y'all listen to the album when it dropped last year and shit? That shit is it's still full of vibes. You know what I'm saying? Still fucking full of vibes. They told me I need to play more Silk Sonic and shit. Okay. I got you. I got you. I'll do it. Motherfucker. Slim 400 was raised, was laid to rest, excuse me. He was laid to rest yesterday. One more time, rest in peace again to him. I kind of want to know why they waited, so long to do it and shit. You know what I'm saying? They probably had to get it all organized and whatnot, but I didn't know it was going to, like, take that long. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, you know, out of respect or whatever, because he died, like, on the 8th of last month, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, they sent them off right, you know what I'm saying, everything looked good, good, and condolences to his family, prayers to his loved ones, fuck the fans, you know what I mean, like, I don't, like, fuck the fans, because it's going to be another thing that the fans troll and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Another thing that the fans instigate and shit until somebody else fucking dies, you know what I'm saying? But, man, we seeing a new level to these fans now, you know what I'm saying? Like, they getting a little invasive and shit, you know what I'm saying? But they are. They overstepping some boundaries and shit, bro. Like, a lot of these niggas is... A lot of these niggas is real fucking life trolls and shit, bro. You know what I mean? I'm talking about the ones who actually sit there and make up all the fake accounts and you know, with the whole YB better thing and shit. Another thing with that shit is, bro, it's easy to be on fucking, you know, work release, or not work release, fucking house arrest, or not that either, fucking supervised release and shit, you know what I'm saying? And being able to make direct threats to motherfuckers. Like, I don't get it. Like, somebody had, like, if he doesn't have to get okays for uploads and shit like that, nigga, it still would feel like, nigga, y'all would still have some type of restrictions on certain shit that he could hint at. But since the shit is making fucking money, nobody's really batting an eye and shit. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's he's in fucking Utah behind the safety of armed guards and shit, making all of these threats and, you know what I'm saying, indirect ass fucking disses that influence choices of, you know, motherfuckers at the airport or people online and shit. Like, bro, it's you can't. Man, that nigga just, bro, you can't know that you have such pull and choose to put out that type of energy. Because what's gonna happen is the universe will fucking match it. The universe gonna match that shit. Keep playing how you playing, and the universe most definitely gonna see about how they treat you. Because God works in mysterious-ass ways, bro. Like, it's not... It'll end up not even being him. The nigga got so much fucking family that, you know... Lord forbid. You know what I'm saying? Like, something like, bro, it's... You just want to think about the future, bro. You know what I'm saying? You just really want to think about the future. Think about how your family actually travels. You know what I mean? Planes, trains, automobiles, and shit. Like, just think about the motherfuckers around you. As savage as you are,
You wouldn't be able to do shit if somebody went and killed your baby mamas, took your kids. You wouldn't be able to do a fucking thing. Like, it's a whole nother level that people can play at, where it's like, nigga, this music shit, this industry shit is the disadvantage that real street niggas have. Because it ain't shit for them niggas to sit there and figure out where your kids go to school at, or sit there and figure out where your baby mama go work out at and shit, bro, or go jog. Like, nigga, like, it's monsters out here, bro. This ain't no just music shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, if I wanted to be a dirty nigga, it'd be some shit out here, bro. I'm telling you. I could have been took motherfuckers for ransom and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but we don't, you know, we'll keep it at a nigga, don't cross that line. Nigga, don't cross that line. He's like, oh, you hinting at kids. So what? Nigga, they hint at kids. They, like, come on, man. Shit's changing. Shit is changing, man. Shit is fucking changing. And, shit, I think y'all know. I think y'all niggas know that. Y'all damn sure don't care, because y'all just sitting there egging the shit on, bro. You know what I mean? How the fuck this nigga got a new song every other fucking day? Nobody's questioning how. Ain't nobody questioning how this nigga spending his fucking time, bro. You know what I'm saying? This nigga is. Yeah, bro. Young boy out there bored, man. Bored as hell. Wants some motherfucking attention. And, done sat up there and starved his motherfucking fans out so damn much that, you know, it kind of feels like the negative juice world type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the craze that they have for this man is fucking remarkable. And he ain't teaching them nothing. He just really ain't teaching them niggas nothing, bro. You know what I'm saying? You niggas gonna die. Like, it's certain posts that inmates, because he is still an inmate, certain post inmates ain't, you know what I mean? Like, come on, bro. Cut it the fuck out. It's some things to say about the behavior that he's doing, and ain't nobody saying shit about it. It's too pussy. You know what I'm saying? We know damn well these young dudes don't be listening, so, I mean, shit. What are we trying to do? Give him enough rope to hang himself? What did y'all do? Y'all loosened the reins for this nigga to get out, still be able to threaten motherfuckers online, still be able to, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro. Shit crazy, bro. This shit crazy. I don't even know where to end the conversation at on that shit, because everybody's got something to say. Dirk ain't slide for Vaughn. 4KT. I cannot believe we are where we are right now and shit. You know what I'm saying? Where a motherfucker being the bigger person and not responding is now being mocked and ridiculed, when Dirk is the one enjoying his fucking freedom. Like, Dirk really enjoying his damn freedom, and a motherfucker who ain't gonna be broke again, doing everything in his power that he can, as far as using the internet and weaponizing this fan base and shit. You know what I'm saying? Not cool. Not fucking cool. Ugh. Ugh. It's not cool. A little shit just not cool, bro. That ain't gangsta. Hiding behind a fucking keyboard, Wi-Fi, and IP addresses and shit, man. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Them niggas talk about, oh, well, Dirk put that energy out for years. Bro, I'll be so glad when we done comparing motherfuckers' past life to what they got going on right fucking now, bro. Like, this shit is not cool. Shit is not cool, dog. And I think y'all already know that shit. But, you know, like I said, ain't nobody that big of a person to, you know, call certain shit out or whatever, bro. So, whatever. I mean, it most definitely got to come to an end. And it's really all on it's really all on, you know, these artists and shit. The NLE Choppas, the Young Boys, the, you know, the everybody's and shit. The Mimos, you know, how are y'all gonna progress the next generation of music and shit, you know what I'm saying? For a while, it did seem like everybody was kind of buddy-buddy, but you take a step back and look at this Young Boy situation, he not really around no industry people and shit, you know what I'm saying? Shit crazy. That's just, I mean, we heard, like I said, bro, he kind of beating a dead horse with the, you know, with the Dirk thing, because we always, like, everybody all know, like, Dirk really don't be responding like that and shit, you know what I'm saying? It definitely ain't finna be no, oh man, let me go drop this song, say something, and then if they say something back, I got another one in the tuck, you know what I'm saying? Let me go shoot a music video for this. This shit is going to levels and depths that motherfuckers would never imagine and shit. But it goes back to keep putting that energy out there, young man. Keep doing that shit. You showing all these motherfuckers that you still cool in jail. Motherfucker, you still cool with supervised everything. Monitored everything. So, I mean, you can really cut it out. How tough is a motherfucker on work release, basically? Like, he basically on work release. This nigga's able to still make money and do his job as an inmate, so, motherfuckers know what's happening, though, bro. If his label ain't even got no problem with this shit, then they in on it. The authorities that are in charge of his case or whatever, they could be just gathering evidence. I don't know, but, you know, God is most definitely gonna fix some shit. God most definitely gonna fix some shit. Because it definitely can't keep going in your favor for so long. You know what I mean? Like, motherfucker wouldn't... y'all ass wouldn't know what the fuck to do, bro. Anywho. Let me move on a bit. Because they said that Nas was, you know, in this little investment for this African gaming company. But it's the same one that... That Google was interested in or whatever, so that kinda makes them business partner. I don't fucking know. Kinda, sorta, maybe. You know what I mean? But yeah, well, I'm gonna see how that shit unfolds or whatever. I did just see how Microsoft bought up a whole bunch of, what was it, like Sony's catalog and shit like that or whatever. I know they got like control over Crash Bandicoot and some other little fucking classics and whatnot, but in the future, we're going to see what that shit does. And I really just want them to pay some more mind to Red Dead Online and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if we could just get Undead Nightmare, that'd be lit. But, all right, you know, that shit far-fetched. I know that shit far-fetched, but, you know, it's worth the ask. You know what I mean? It's worth me asking. I wanted to see what was up. Man, let me hit this shit real quick, bro. Motherfucking almost 30 minutes in. You know what I mean? I saw Wiz Khalifa on AD's podcast at the end of the day. And, I mean, shit, we may even get him on the, Adam 22 podcast and shit. I mean, well, the official No Jumper pod and shit. I didn't know he was that cool with AD and shit. And that, boy, that shit let you know how low-key and covert motherfuckers be, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga's got friends in high fucking places and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't supposed to be a... I just got that as soon as I said it. Got friends in high places. Nigga talking about Wiz Khalifa. That guy's always hot. You know what I'm saying? But great fucking, great little, nice little interview, sit down or whatever. It just felt like a normalized conversation and shit. The only one that was really asking questions was, who was that, T-Rail? Trail? Yeah, fuck yeah, though.
Salute to Duno. Look, salute to Duno, man. I'm gonna fuck with him. That my guy. That my guy as well. Fudge, bro. It's fucking, this is a nice little way to end off the week. You know what I'm saying? Nice little decent way to end off the week and shit. Can y'all believe that this month is almost over? Like, bro, I got one of my oldest son's birthdays this month. And as soon as his shit come up, this whole shit is over with. This whole little shit over with, bro. And, I mean, shit, that's about it. Look, that's about it. I don't have the names of these guys yet, but three Sharon Hill, Pennsylvania police officers have been charged with fucking manslaughter in a fatal shooting of an 8-year-old girl. I'm gonna get these guys' names because, you know, that shit's crazy. I want them to see if the charges end up sticking. I want to know what they get sentenced to and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if I'm hearing the story correctly, they were, like, responding to a situation or something. But once the guns got the, you know, blazing and shit, people, you know, people ain't really do what the fuck, you know. Yeah. Like, the officers of the law wasn't even able to, I guess, you know, act accordingly. You know what I mean? They weren't acting very officerly. Look, they weren't really protecting and serving. You know what I'm saying? Anywho, I'll get their names. I'm definitely gonna drop them off of us, cause that shit crazy. You know what I mean? That shit crazy. This guy C Blue as well. He got arrested for shooting an officer, but as it's being reported, they making it seem like he shot himself and the officer. That's crazy. Look, that's crazy. I mean, for one, I don't even believe that shit. I really don't believe that shit. I gotta do a little bit more digging on that shit, but, you know, shit's weird. Look, shit's weird. Dude, are we ready to admit that Comedy Central gets fucking carried by reruns and shit? Because after 3 years, you know, despite those little COVID special episodes or whatever the fuck that was on Paramount, South Park will now return with its 25th season. You know what they've been showing. Like, bro, I've been very vocal about the way that Comedy Central has been run and shit right now. I'm talking about just from the roasts to reruns of the Office, and also a bunch of fucking episodes of South Park. Like, that shit lame as hell, bro. Like, no. It don't make no sense. That shit just don't make no damn sense, bro. I don't get it. Don't really get it, bro. Carry the whole fucking network. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, y'all don't even, y'all can at least outsource this shit. They tried to bring it back with the whole Charlamagne the God shit, but since it ain't nothing else on after that, ain't nobody give no fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they've been in there doing their little numbers thing and shit like that or whatnot. But, this shit weird now, bro. You know what I'm saying? And don't nobody really fuck with them because of that shit that they did to Dave. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know when, you know, Key and Peele actually started, but I know motherfucking well a lot of people seen a lot of similarities in between, you know, Dave's show and theirs, and also the motherfucking, you know, the common denominator, which was Comedy Central. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro. They ain't been doing so well. Look, they ain't been doing so well. Anywho. They ain't got no movies or nothing and shit. Like, y'all just, they don't produce. Like, what, like, y'all ain't shit but a fucking, y'all damn near an app that you just, you know, put a little bit of content on and some shit, bro. But, man. Shit weird, bro. Shit's weird. What else? What else? What else? I don't know. I'll probably take a break. I'll probably take a break real quick. So I can run to the bathroom and things, you know what I'm saying? Get my mind right and whatnot. I'll come back in this bitch and
knock the rest of this show out or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Play some more hits and shit like that, bro. You know, you know. Gonna get the end of the show ready and shit like that, man. So don't nobody move and won't nobody get hurt, yo. I'll be right back, man. Hello everyone, Marley Miyagi here, back with yet another show for you ladies and gents to enjoy. Come join us whenever you have a moment or so as we try and figure out what's inside these boxes here in our new series, Out of the Box, shot by those same old late bloomers chaps and brought to you by Marley Media and Renegade Films. That's Renegade Films. Did you hear me? And we're back, man. Hell yeah, that's how you do it. Gonna punch in, kids? Try it that way or something, man. If you're just tuning in, thank you. I do appreciate that, man. Straight like that. You might want to go back, though, because you probably missed something. You probably missed something, man. If you are just, you know, returning. If you're just returning, so let's continue. Let's go on and continue. Earlier, I spoke on, you know, three officers who are, you know, facing some very, very serious charges. There was three of them. One guy's name's fucking Sean Dolan. The other one's Devin Smith, or Devon Smith, and the last one is Brian Devaney. You know, they asses, of course. they've been charged, but we want to see what the what the sentencing is gonna be like, and also, you know, how the public is gonna take it, bro. Cause, you know, that's somewhat their local thing to deal with and stuff, but, you know, yeah. fuck else, man. Vlad, man, we've been seeing these damn Vlad clips on Math Hoffa's My Expert Opinion, and, dude, he puts out this fucking Kid Capri fucking episode. It's like 2 hours long and shit. Dude. What are you doing, man? What the fuck are you doing, man? But you know, I guess we're just gonna see where he goes with this and shit. That shit wasn't cool though. Like, cause you didn't let us know that you had that shit on deck. We was all waiting on such and such. You know, that's why the views did the thing that they did. You know what I'm saying? You put out one thing and it can be out for, you know, fucking a whole day or whatever, and the views won't match the views of a clip that you put out and shit. Don't drop the real shit, bro. You see what people there for and shit, man. Don't pussyfoot us now, goddammit. You got to fuck with the people. You gotta fuck with the people, man. I mean, shit, that's one of the podcasts I be listening to and shit. I fuck with Matt Hoffa. You know what I'm saying? Only battle rapper you know that is smack rappers. To an extent. Look, to an extent, because, you know, a lot of these niggas, you know, they just be cap. Look, a lot of these niggas just be cap. But, yeah. Look, yeah. That's that. Motherfucking, I got some other shit to speak on, though. Look, I got some other shit we can talk about. If y'all would, you know, like to. Look, if y'all would like to. Or some fucking Dr. Seuss books. I finally got the names of the ones that were, you know, taken off the shelves and shit. You know what I'm saying? I really still didn't get into why exactly, but shit, I mean, they said it was some disrespect. They said it was some motherfucking disrespect in that shit. So, I mean, I guess we just gonna. Well, the name of one of the motherfuckers is If I Ran a Zoo, McElligot's Pool on Beyond a Zebra. If to think I only saw it on Mulberry Street, motherfucking scrambled eggs, super the cat's quizzer, fucking weird shit, bro. Weird ass titles, ain't they? Like, just, you know, titles you wouldn't even think to look for and shit. But if I ain't tell y'all ass, if I ain't tell you, who the fuck was gonna say something? You know what I mean? If I ain't tell you, who the fuck was gonna say something, dog? Because this shit is. It's weak. It's some weak, whack-ass shit. It's some, you know, some low ball, low vibrational-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? And then to think back then, those images were acceptable. You know what I mean? Those stereotypes were acceptable and shit. You know what I'm saying? And they got a lot of money off that shit, bro. That nigga got a lot of money off that shit. But, you know, we
We're just gonna let him rock out, I guess. Look, I guess we're gonna let him rock out. It ain't like you can't get these motherfuckers either, because they online selling for a lot of fucking money. Selling for a lot of money, but why would I fuck? Would I do that if I could just, you know, watch YouTube and, you know, read along with somebody? They show the pictures and everything and shit, so, you know, there's that. Look, so there's that. Shit weird, though. Shit was just very, very weird to me, bro. You know what I mean? How they'll just, I don't know. I guess people, enough people that can give a fuck about the disrespect, they'll, you know, make a big, they'll make a big deal out of this shit, and, you know, people will go from there. You'll go from there, turn it into a whole thing and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, look, yeah, that's what the fuck happened and shit, bro. I'm pretty sure the family, you know, the family, they already good and shit. He put out so many other books after that and shit, you know what I'm saying? But whatever. Gaspard Ulli, Gaspard Ulli, I think that's how you pronounce his last name, French actor. Yeah, he passed away the other day, man. Fucking 37 years old in a ski accident. Fucking skiing. Ain't that a bitch? He was Hannibal in Hannibal Rising and shit. That dude with that, like, deep-ass dimple and shit. And his cheek and shit. That shit, that movie was raw as fuck when it came out and shit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, he is now no longer with us and shit. He's in this upcoming, I want to say series or it's a movie. It's called Moon Knight and shit. It's from Marvel. But, man, no fucking man, bro. Like, that shit crazy, ain't it? Some weird-ass shit, bro. Some weird-ass shit, dog. You gotta be fucking careful about what y'all, who y'all are and what y'all doing in y'all damn leisure time and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm finna be so fucking careful. Motherfuckers gonna think I'm just bogus out here, but it's for good reason, man. For good reason. I got a lot to be worried about and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, my family is not gonna be, my family's not used to the kind of money that motherfuckers is getting. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna really put us, excuse me, it's gonna really put us in a better spot. And I just hope they handle it well. You know what I'm saying? Really hope they handle that shit well. Fat Joe said that, the lyric in Jay-Z's Feeling It verse, he said it really helped him. And the verse that he was saying, you know, about the being each other's crutches and stuff, bro, that shit, I applied that shit so early in life. You know, it made me a great team player. You know what I mean? I saw a lot of truth to the bar, you know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, if one should fall, you know, another guy, you know, would help him out until he gets back on his feet type shit. Like, if everybody is a boss, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is love, bro. And I gotta agree with him, bro. That's, like, music right now ain't really teaching nobody nothing. So, of course, we forced to go back and look at the greats before and shit, you know what I'm saying? And see what they was talking about and shit. And fortunately, there are some gems in that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? There's some fucking gems in that shit, bro. I fuck with it. I like it. Anywho. I don't really respect Wack 100 talking shit about Bobby Shmurda. Straight up, man. Like, this dude. Straight up, bro. Look, this guy did his time. He's supposed to come home all love and shit. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, Wack 100 walking around and running around here with fucking civilians and trying to convince everybody, you know, a rat doesn't mean what rat means and shit and all of this other extra shit. On top of that shit, bro, he got the nerve to say Master P never had Birdman money. Let me tell you something. Birdman never had Universal money, motherfucker. And while you sitting there kissing Birdman's ass and shit just because you know, can get 100,000 here, 100,000 there for some types of, you know, failed investments, because let's, you know, come on now, cut it out. Cut it out.
Only motherfucker whack working with making actual money is the Rat Boy. You know what I'm saying? And that's because of the outlandish shit that he did. You know what I'm saying? Of course, the Mexican community, the Latin community, whatever, gon' lift him up and shit because he got a whole bunch of black people locked up. You know what I'm saying? And you could argue and say, oh, well, they already had snitches in the group. And I'm talking about what the fuck he did. I'm talking about what the fuck he did. Y'all heard me come on this bitch and was like, damn, bro, like I was like the wool, bro. That wool was in my eye, bro. I'm telling you. Because I'm like, man, the beach is good. Then y'all said the nigga didn't write his shit. And I was like, well, he performing them well. And then he did that shit, bro. And I was like, man, ain't this some, like, man. What the fuck? That shit crazy as hell to me, bro. Can't believe that shit, you know, went right up under the radar. And the only thing motherfucker gotta do is stay off the internet and, you know, actually go live life and shit offline. And then pop back up with another song here and there and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still smoking gelato today too, man. I'm gonna get back to it as well. Because this, man, talking about some of this shit be fucking mind-blowing and shit, bro. I just really can't believe where the fuck we at right now, yo. You know what I mean? Like, all the punks got, all the punks got the ups right now and shit. You know what I'm saying? All the chumps. All the simps is, all the simps is winning. The pimps is getting locked up for sex trafficking and shit. Fucking dirty term. Dirty fucking term, man. We don't need niggas like Wack 100 trying to belittle the contributions of a Master P. You know what I'm saying? I don't see no Birdman noodles. I don't see no Birdman rap snacks. Like, it's in other ways besides music that Master P has won already. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got no fucking stories of he did everybody wrong with their music or with the money that he owe them or some shit like that. Or he won't let motherfuckers out of their contract and shit like that. Nah, bro, like, you know, it's motherfucking Birdman made his name by, you know, doing that finesse shit with Universal. But it was the lie that he told all of the other artists. See what I'm saying? Come on, bro. Fuck, it's like that respect on your name shit, bro. That shit can only go so far when you continue to do the same type of tactics and shit. Then as soon as Young Thug come into the picture, you want to act like he been doing, you know, stellar business all along and shit until Wayne called his ass out. Like, hey, man, what about that there? You know what I'm saying? Shit weird as fuck, bro. And they gonna try to make Bobby Shmurda seem like some type of chump because of his low sales or because he out here dancing and shit. We ain't seen this nigga in years, nigga. I don't give a fuck what the fuck he do. He can come out here and do whatever the fuck, nigga. Like, fuck is you somebody to make us be like, your word not law, okay? And then you so politicky and Pablo Benazir and this and that shit, bro. Like, yo, his dude nose is in every damn thing. Dude nose is in every fucking thing, bro. Like, all of the West Coast deaths and shit that been going on and shit, he didn't have something to say about it. He didn't felt the way about the shit. Like, that shit is crazy as fuck to me, bro. You know what I mean? Shit crazy as fuck to me, bro. But, you know, and the niggas y'all be listening to and shit, bro. These are the niggas y'all done put into power and shit. What type of power? You know, just influential power. You know what I'm saying? Y'all done gave these niggas a voice and shit. Motherfucker, when Wack 100 punched stitches, ain't nobody really pay him no mind and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then when he was talking shit about the other sex tape that Ray J had, you know what I mean, trying to taunt Kanye them years back and shit, bro, like, motherfuckers wasn't really fucking with him, bro. And then y'all started sitting him down, talking to him and shit. You know what I'm saying? Enter Clubhouse. Enter fucking Clubhouse. Man, whole nother damn platform for the guy and shit. Just lousy. Lousy shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Lousy shit. Somebody knows him, bro. Somebody know this dude. Somebody knows what he done did in the fucking dark. There is some type of old footage of this nigga. I'm telling you, bro. Like, motherfuckers just not so... Because as gangsters, you want to believe niggas is and shit, bro. Like, you just think of the other side of the coin. Just think of the other side of the coin. How he can call niggas out on their trucking experience and shit like that and try to belittle them niggas. Like, bro, like, man, dude, do not be impressing me, man. I be getting salty as hell, bro. I be getting real salty as some shit, bro. But gotta let that shit go. Just so y'all can see. You know what I mean? Hopefully y'all asses will pay more attention to this shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? Just pay more attention to that shit, bro. Anywho. Anywho. Nigga said they was gonna start a reality show. Y'all don't get on some damn weird, bro. What else, man? The Fresh and Fit. Fresh and Fit went to Axe Pod off the record to kind of clear up some of these, you know, these recent rumors and shit like that, bro. And they got ambushed by Brittany Renner, man. Snaky fucking moves, Axe. Snaky ass fucking moves, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, she was all in her feelings and shit. And you can hear from tone. That's how we can pick up on, you know, the amount of emotion into your response or into your arguments and shit. Once your ass moving off emotions and shit, you ain't even really rational no more. You know what I mean? She's sitting there calling niggas names and shit like that, bro. And that shit ain't, what the fuck they gonna do? Call her a name back and shit? Bitch, your proof is already in the damn pudding. You know what I'm saying? You done put your pussy first on about half of the decisions you done made online and shit. Talking about, well, bitch said, I can't go back, but I can make better choices going forward. Okay, man. Whatever. What was that book about? Okay. Right. Mm. Yeah, man, should be whack as fuck, bro. You know what I'm saying? Should be whack as fuck, bro. But like I said, the dweebs is up front and shit now, bro. You know what I'm saying? In that interview, I saw two kind of jockey type people, a fucking dweeb and a entitled cheerleader, basically. Them was the vibes I got. Cause here it is, Act did provide the platform, but nigga, you set motherfuckers up. I don't think Myron actually knew that shit was finna go down like that. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas was already there for like 2 hours. And then you switch, and then, you know, they there again in the same clothes because this bum done, you know, rushed the fucking studio or some shit. Yeah, man, shit don't be set up right and shit, bro. You know what I mean? Anywho, though. I ain't gonna tell the nigga how to run his pod and shit, bro. Because it's two things for sure. You can go on and do it, but I've seen just as many hit, ran into the ground. Straight up. Can't holler that, oh man, I'm, you know, we taking mini breaks, quarterly breaks. Nah. I mean, that's me though, you know what I'm saying? I haven't done that. I haven't done that shit, bro. I don't got, you know, I'm not, I'm not that, I don't know, I ain't that comfortable yet, you know what I'm saying? Like, my fucking audience I speak to, bro, they have to hear from me, so, and I've created that need, so who the fuck am I to, nigga, if anything, I'll record early, and, you know what I'm saying, the episode won't be live or some shit, but I'll be fucking down, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I got another 5 years in me, quit playing. Quit fucking playing. From the gist of it, because I'm not really, you know, politicky like that and shit, bro. It seems like the Democrats aren't really getting anything done because they all can't even agree on some shit. If I'm hearing right, two fucking people from the same side could have done something the right way, but in the end chose not to. And, you know, I ain't really too big on the names and shit. It's just really what's going on right now, and the only person to blame is Joe Biden.
You know what I'm saying? He's a motherfucking, he's a guy in charge. So it's like, damn, homie, you know what I mean? You said you was finna do this here, but I, you know, cut the shit.
But, man, it's some shit, bro. It's some shit, but, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
I saw that the pro skater Evan Hernandez was sentenced to 8 years in prison for selling meth. I saw that shit. He gotta hold his head, bro. He gotta hold his motherfucking head, bro. Like, just don't let that shit get to you. You know what I'm saying? Just don't let that shit get to you, yo. That's all I can say about it. Sidebar. I know y'all hoes mad and my wife ain't like y'all. Sorry. Girl, what you do for fun? Fun. The fuck is fun? Shit, my kid's fun. You know what I'm saying? The fuck? Like, motherfuckers really mad. Really, really upset. She don't go out. She don't go do none of that shit with you goofy motherfuckers, bro. You know, every three, 4 days, you motherfuckers talking about some, yeah, and I was drugged at the club. That shit, y'all don't make that shit sound fun. Y'all don't make it sound fun at all. So, yeah, me and her keep partying on for the rest of our fucking lives. Thanks for reminding us that, you know, young motherfuckers are stupid. Thank you. I'm talking about these bitches be getting in fights and some more shit. You know what I mean? Hey, fuck that. Because we don't go like that. You know what I'm saying? We don't even act like that, bro. They mad I aged her and shit. Oh, well. Aged her responsibly. You know what I'm saying? Mad you bitches can't hang. Why not come over? Because we don't have guests. Motherfucker. Bring y'all ass. Take y'all ass to the house. Make you bitches sit outside. Oh, God. Nobody's coming in this fucking room. I don't have nobody here at our house, bro. I rarely have guests on the show, nigga. Like, come on, bro. I don't be wanting niggas in the studio, nigga. Fuck out of here. Y'all see it be a handful of motherfuckers. Come on, man. Like, if you've been listening, y'all know damn well I've had, like, multiple guests. But, you know, they be repeat guests and shit, returning talent, all that shit, bro. But y'all niggas, y'all so obsessed with, you know, chasing that high life and shit, bro. And, you know, fuck that. That shit is cool. That shit's not cool. Oh, well. Straight up. Quit chasing good times, bitch. Quit chasing good times. Something else we can jump into, bro. Real, it's not light, but it's something where I should say something about. Kelly Price said that she saw mothers bring their daughters to R. Kelly. Why she wait so long to say something? And are any of these mothers looking familiar? You know, is any one of them the moms from these you know, surviving R. Kelly documentaries? Like, is these the mothers? Yeah, none of them look familiar at all to you? You didn't see none one of them? It just so happens, huh? Just the moms that wasn't involved with the documentary. You saw their moms, didn't you? Okay, whatever. But, I just kind of wonder why everybody waited so long to say something and shit. You know what I'm saying? But, the fuck ever, though. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck ever, bro? Whatever. Because, like I said, it's important. And it ain't light, but, you know. Come on, man. Look, come on, man. Come on, man. Fuck else. What else, man? I'm finally seeing some actual gameplay of the Rainbow Six Extraction. I mean, it looks even better now. Now that, you know, everybody's out of fucking demo mode. And they can actually play the damn thing. So, it looks fucking good. I mean, I'll probably have to see how. I gotta see, like, some speed runs of it and shit, bro. And then I'll probably grab that shit. I ain't paying for it, though. You know what I'm saying? Nah. Yeah, anywho. Anywho. Hey, this P shit is, you know, that pushing P shit, that shit just formed legs into a whole argument and shit. And it's kind of seeming like, bro, nigga, you can't even joke about some shit. Joke about you even inventing some shit or having a hand in the creation of some shit because everybody has something to say. You know what I'm saying? Niggas are just jealous, bruh. You know what I mean?
niggas is just
jealous.
And that shit whack as fuck. You know what I mean? That shit weak as shit, bro. Beta as hell. Beta as fuck, bro. Why does everybody have to own everything or just say that they, you know what I mean, they the creator of some shit, bro? And it'd be like the littlest shit, like the P lingo and shit. You know what I'm saying, nigga? So what? So the fuck what? Motherfuckers be wanting to just start a pot. Like the world really has to open all the way back up, like straight up, because these niggas is bored as fuck. Like, really bored, bro. Y'all know damn well in the early 2000s, social media wasn't really that big and shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers wasn't really doing shit like that. They were still in chat rooms and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just barely getting on websites and whatnot. Like, y'all niggas wasn't so techno-savvy and shit. Emojis and shit. Like, motherfuckers wasn't really doing that shit, boy. Motherfuckers was outside. Motherfuckers was really outside. It wasn't no time to, you know, be online upset that a nigga across the state, across the country, you know, refer to some shit the same way you do or whatever, because it wasn't no way to know. Right now, it's an easy way to look into other people's lives and shit, nigga, and if I want to siphon some of your swag, nigga, and I want to do it and can get away with it, and I'm richer than you, like, more people gonna see me doing it before you, nigga, I'm gonna do it. Not me, but I'm saying, you know, a person in that position. Fuckers got it all fucked up now, bro. Like, it's weird, man. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking weird, but that's where we at and shit, bro. Niggas won't take credit for shit. Niggas don't want nobody to niggas don't want nobody to have nothing more than them and shit. Like, it's weak. It's weak as shit, bro. What else? What else, bro? I know I gotta go here in a second, bro, but get to something else, bro. Fuck you, Vincent Truitt's family held a press conference, held a press conference yesterday. They won $150 million for the death of their son from the Cobb County. It just feels like, you know, more of the stories coming out now and shit. He was shot twice in the back as he was running away, and that was in 2020. Rest in peace to that young man. You guys are paying attention to the wrong shit out here, bro. Like, straight up, it's shit that these artists could speak on that'll give them, you know, a little bit more good graces to the people and shit, but they don't. They want to talk about who pushing P first and all this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's stupid as shit to me, bro. That's stupid as fuck to me. But it's where we are. It's where we are, man. And, you know, hopefully that family gets some justice. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see how in the last few years too. Now, you know, a little bit of you know, new age protesting and shit get motherfuckers moving on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas be online with all this bullshit, bro. But, you know, once that shit hits the fan and everybody ain't prepared, I mean, hell, bro. I think that's kind of, you know, what's up. Straight up. Motherfuckers who need, they just do getting it. People are seeing a lot more changes quicker. I like that shit, bro. You know what I mean? I really like it. Really, really like it and shit, bro. Fuck else, man. Look, fuck else, bro. I ain't want to end the show on that, though. But, I mean, maybe I should. You know what I'm saying? Because, bro, it's a lot more people with bigger platforms, bro. And they sitting there worried about Joe Rogan going back and forth with CNN and shit, bro. Or Joe Rogan getting showed up by the doctor on his show that he invited. Nigga, like, what the fuck? Come on, bro. It's some weirdo shit going on, bro. Look, it's some weirdo shit going on. But whatever. But whatever. You know what I'm saying? Also, before I get up out of here, man, you know what I mean? I might as well just tell everybody, make sure they be safe and shit, you know what I'm saying? Make sure, you know, y'all staying dangerous and whatnot. Make sure everybody, you know, make sure everybody washes their damn hands. Straight up, at the very, very least, wear your fucking mask, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't telling you to go, you know what I'm saying, and shit, but dude, wear your fucking mask. Wear your goddamn masks out there, man. I think I touched on enough, man, so, you know, I'll probably slide up out of here, man. So if you do, shout out to you, man, glad you came through. Sure appreciate that shit, man. Good looking out, you know what I mean? I'll be back in the next couple of them. Day ones. Appreciate this, man. Today's done. It's over with. Make sure you duck the door, man. Tip the waitress, wipe your feet before you go in the crib, all that good shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be back in the next couple of days, man. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Boy, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Get the fuck on somewhere. Go find you something to do, nigga. Don't you got money? Bitch ass, nigga. All right, y'all. I'm gone.